Over 650 people are registered to attend the Departments of Justice and Agriculture public workshop today in Ankeny on the competitive dynamics in the seed industry and trends in contracting, transparency, and buyer power. The workshop, the first in a series examining concentration and competition in agriculture, will feature presentations by Attorney General Eric Holder and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, in addition to roundtable discussions by panels of farmers, academics, and state and federal regulators. Vilsack told AgriPulse the purpose of the workshops
is to gather information, to see what the sentiments are, to see if there's really a serious problem, small problem, no problem at all, to get a sense of what's out there in the countryside. I think it's an important conversation to have and based on my listening. And I think the interest in terms of people appearing and wanting to know about this suggests that there is something that we need to learn. What are we going to learn? I honestly don't know. But I suspect that whatever it is will help guide either Department of Justice decisions relative to their work on competition, or may guide our decisions in terms of regulations and making sure that the playing field's level.
Farm activists complain that today's workshop is tilted in favor of corporate special interest amid chants of About 150 independent farmers and their allies from as far away as North Carolina and Washington State held what they called the People's Antitrust Hearing last night, a few blocks away from the site of today's workshop. They claim that decades of biased farm policy and unchecked corporate mergers have enabled agribusiness juggernauts like Monsanto, DuPont, Cargill, Tyson, and Smithfield to determine what kinds of foods we consume and how farmers produce it. Here's a sampling of what was said.
They want to squeeze us on our inputs. They want to squeeze us for every dollar they can get out of us. And for the crops we produce, they want to buy them dirt cheap.
What turned out to be the American dream has been an American nightmare the last 15 months. We haven't even made enough money to even pay our feed costs in the last 15 months. We borrowed up $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
If 85% of the beef cattle slaughter by four companies is not a monopoly, what is? If half the seed being controlled by two companies is not a monopoly, what is?
It's not just the foreign terrorists that I'm concerned about. It's the agri-corporate terrorists that I'm concerned about.
This has got to end. Washington has got to step up.
On the eve of the opening Ag Competition Workshop, Secretary Vilsack announced that USDA will expand guidance currently in place for loans to contract poultry operations meant to protect them from questionable business practices to include contract pork operations. Additionally, USDA's Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration will investigate allegations from producers that companies are targeting producers for contract termination. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan in Ankeny, Iowa.